Okay. One short Ramban, but it's filled with fundamental ideas, some of which I understand, some of which I may not. We'll work on them together. First, obviously, Tazria is all about, well, for the most part, and into Mitzora is about the plague of Tzaraas. What are the three things that can become Mitame via Tzaraas? There's regular Tzaraas on your body. Tzaraas HaBeged. And Tzaraas HaBayis. Those are the three. So the Ramban we're going to do is a Ramban at the end of what we call Tzaraas, meaning Tzaraas HaGuf, but before the other two types, before Tzaraas HaBeged and Tzaraas HaBayis. Now, if I asked you in theory, what's the difference between, other than where they appear, what's the difference between Tzaraas HaGuf and Tzaraas HaBayis or Tzaraas HaBeged? Do you have any ideas? Huh?
What you did wrong.
In theory, yes. I don't know that anybody says that in practice, but why would you say that?
Based on what you did, you're punished adequately.
Oh, I don't know anybody who says that, although it's an interesting idea. The Ramban has an idea. Let's start with the Pesukim, just to see where it comes in the Parsha. So the first Pesuk here is the very end of Tzaraas HaGuf. The Pesuk says, Yud Gimel Mem Vav, Kol Yimei Asher HaNega Bo Yitzma, Tomehu Badad Yeshev Michutz HaMachane Moshava. Okay, so long as he has Tzaraas, he has to live outside of the Machane by himself. That's the end of that little Parshia. And then the new one starts, V'habeged ki yihye bo nega Tzaraas, bebeged semra o bebeged pishtim. And if you have an article of clothing that has on it the nega of Tzaraas, whether it's in wool or in flax, etc., etc. Okay, now the Ramban. Ramban says, V'habeged ki yihye bo nega Tzaraas. Here the Ramban says something so clearly. Ze einenu b'teva klal v'lo hove ba'olam. There is no natural occurrence of Tzaraas HaBeged. Okay? There's no other way of reading this Ramban. V'lo hove ba'olam, I suppose, means it's not very common in the world. Okay? And he says, V'chein nige habatim. Similarly, Tzaraas HaBayis is not a natural phenomenon. It's not caused by mold. And it's not very common. So then what does cause it? Why does a person get Tzaraas HaBeged at Tzaraas HaBayis? So the Ramban says, listen to this. It's kind of a bizarre reward. Aval, Bihiyot Yisrael Shilemim LaHashem. When we as a people are complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for lack of a better term, we're from, we're observant, we're following the rules. Yihye Ruach Hashem Aleihem Tamid. So the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be on us. Leha'amid Gufam Ubigdehem Ubatehem Bimaretov. The result will be that the spirit of God will be upon us, and therefore our bodies and our clothing and our homes, I don't know, will all appear healthy. Not sure how else to translate that. But when generally speaking, the Jewish people are behaving, and somebody steps out of line, right? Somebody has a person who has within him a chayt va'avon, then yitave ki'ur bibisaro, o bibigdo, o bibeto. Then he will get some kind of blemish, some kind of physical manifestation of that sin, you know, on his body or his clothing or his house. Leharot ki Hashem sar me'alav. It's basically, it seems to me, a relatively painless way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deliver a message to you. And the message is that you've done something wrong. Right? So on the one hand, here's what I find so interesting about it. On the one hand, the system only works, according to the Ramban, when Bihiyot Yisrael Shleimim LaHashem. Right? On the other hand, when we're Shleimim LaHashem, we get saras. Why do we get saras? So again, my guess is this: the Ramban doesn't say is that it's kind of a warning sign, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to you in the form of saras to say, you know, you better get your act together. You haven't been coming to afternoon seder. It's a little saras, you know, and there's nowhere to hide because everybody who sees you have saras and knows you did something wrong.
Maybe you'll keep knocking.
Huh?
Maybe you'll keep knocking with afternoon seder.
Well, I don't think that's how the system is supposed to work. But I understand that in theory, that's always a possibility. Okay. But what I find most interesting is that it works dafka when we're all good. Right? The system only works when we're all shlemin l'Hashem. If we're not shlemin l'Hashem, then I guess if everybody was getting saras, saras would stop working. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, it's kind of a gift, although we don't think of it that way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, sends you a warning sign early on in the process to let you know that you're slipping a little bit. And presumably it's not the world, well, I mean, I wonder here if you could start differentiating between the different types of saras. If you get saras hagul, you got to spend a lot of time by yourself. Right? That certainly ties into the idea that you get saras haguf for Lashon Hara. Right? Whereas saras habayis, saras habeged don't involve, you know, maybe one forces you to leave your house. Right? I don't know, maybe when you love your house too much. When you become, you know, if I had to make up a theory, and I didn't look at everything, but maybe you could have a theory between, like, saras haguf and saras habayis, hinting at sins dealing with materialism, and saras haguf hinting with at sins dealing with, you know, how you conduct your life, how your personality works. Maybe fourth line. Ulekach amar hakatuv. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'natati negat saras bebeit eretz achuzatchem." Why? Ki hi makat Hashem babayit ahu. Because it's not a natural phenomenon. You don't. Your house doesn't get saras in the ordinary course. If your house got saras, according to the Ramban, it's 100% that God visited that saras on your house, and that's why it says v'natati negat saras v'beit erachuzaschem. I will put the saras on your house because that's the only way we'll get there. Now, I think this is very much tied to the Ramban's first point, but second point, he says v'hine. Einenu noheg ela ba'aretz shehi nachalat Hashem. Either, there's two ways of understanding this. Either the fact of tzaras is only noheg in Eretz Yisrael, or the dinim of tzaras are only noheg in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I think he means both, but I can't prove it. Shehi nachalat Hashem. Now, how does that work? Obviously, we've seen before, and we'll see again, the Ramban's incredible belief in the spirituality of the land of Israel. That Eretz Yisrael represents the place where Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, like God deals with directly, and in Chutz La'aretz, God deals with indirectly. So here he says, when you have Bnei Yisrael living properly and living in Eretz Yisrael, now here I recognize, for the Ramban, they could be one and the same. That the idea that you have a properly functioning, you know, beautiful religious society outside of Eretz Yisrael is inconceivable. So it happens to be that those two things, but I have to admit to you that the Ramban writes them separately here. Right? The first part seems to be the din, that it works when we are shleimim im Hashem, and then another sense, v'nei nenu noheg ela ba'eretz shehi nachalat Hashem, k'mo she'ne'emar ki tavo al eretz k'nan asher ani noten lachem la'achuzah. Now the Ramban says the obvious. I think we all know it, but he says, "Ve'ein hadavar mipnei heyoto chovat karka." Don't think that the reason why tzaras doesn't apply in Ohio is because tzaras is kind of a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, like trumos and maisus and shmita and yom and things like that. Not true. Aval mipnei shelo yavo ha'inyan hahu ela ba'aretz hanivcheret. The answer is to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with being a chovas karka, nothing to do with mitzvah tzuris baretz. It happens to be with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you tzaras in chutz la'aretz. And it fits kind of nicely. Like, it's like the Ramban said, if you want to hide from God, chutz la'aretz is a good place to go. He's not going to, you know, if you're here and you don't go to afternoon seder, God gives you a big splotch. and you can't hide from it. You know, but if you're in Toronto, you don't go to Afternoon Seder, fine. You know, life is good. I think the Ramban really means it, that those two things tie together. And it happens. It has to do also with the fact that God, I think, demands more in the Ramban's view of the world and in our view of the world in Eretz Yisrael than he does in Chutz La'aretz. And as strange as that sounds to us, we know it to be true. If I told you that you can't behave the same way on Har HaBayis as you do in Alon Shvut, it wouldn't sound surprising to you. Har HaBayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. The Ramban says it's true about Eretz Yisrael as a whole. That you relate, you know, so there's an upside to it because you'll never have as perfect a relationship with God as you do in Eretz Yisrael. The downside, if you want to think about it that way, is that God responds immediately, right? If you do something wrong, ki'ilu, God sees it and knows about it right away because it happened in his house. So far, so good? Okay. Next paragraph. Uvitalat ko'anim darshu'o, the midrash halacha have the following drasha. She'ein habayit mitame elo acha kibush v'chiluk. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Tzara'as HaBayis still didn't apply. They needed to spend Sheva Shekavshu, Sheva Shechilku. 7 years that it took to conquer Eretz Yisrael, 7 additional years that it took to distribute it amongst the Shvatim. Why? V'shiyeh kol echad ve'echad makir et shelo. So that each person should be established and comfortable and living on his own plot of land. Why? V'hatam. The reason is as follows. Ki az nityashva da'atam alehem ladat et Hashem. Because it's only then, when you're comfortable and you're living comfortably, that you could focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tishre shchina b'tocham. And then God's presence comes in and rests with you. Lahavdil or not, it's like the difference between renting and owning. You know, if you're renting and your lease is coming due, you don't have a very settled feeling. Right? Or, you know, you're worried that. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you divide up the land and now you're sitting here and you know this is the plot of land that God wants you to live on forever. Now you have a sense of comfort and now you can focus on your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you know that if you step out of line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond. Third line. V'chein ani choshev b'nigei ha-begadim. Now here, the Ramban is a little less certain. With respect to nigei ha-bayit, he says absolutely it's only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. He says, I also think v'chein ani choshev b'nigei ha-begadim shelo yinhagu ela ba'aretz. That nigei ha-begadim also only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Now, how come with respect to nigei ha-bayis it says it in the pasuk, and with respect to nigei ha-begadim it does not? He says, v'lo utzrach l'ma'et me'en chutz la'aretz ki lo ye'aru sham le'olam. He says, they never bothered to tell you that your clothes can't get tzara'as and chutz la'aretz because it never happened. So it doesn't really matter what the halacha is because l'maisa it does not occur. No, so apparently it dawned on me that the Ramban thinks that you could get nigei habayis and chutz la'aretz, but it's not a nega. Right? You know, you go into somebody's bathroom and you see mold on the wall. The Ramban is saying what you're looking at is not tzara'as. It's something else, because Tzara'as only exists in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, he says, similarly, here's an interesting point. He says, for that reason also, Tzara'as HaBeged only applies to white clothing and not to colored clothing. Why? Ramban says, because with colored clothing, sometimes the dye runs. And so you might think it's tzara'as when it's not. And every time you see a colored baguette and you think it has tzara'as, you're not really sure. But with a white baguette, you're sure. And the Ramban uses a lovely phrase. The Ramban means it. It's a white baguette. It's etzba elokim hi. It's literally the finger. Huh? No, I think it's a takeoff on Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's actually God. Ulafika chatzvuim bidei shamayim mitamim b'di Rabbi Shimon. Naturally colored begadim are mitam according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now, the question is, the Ramban seemed very clear that he wrote this piece here because tzara'as habeged and tzara'as habayis are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. But
What about Sarat HaGuf? So what would you tell me? Huh? See, I think it means everywhere, except when you look back at the Ramban, for instance, look at the second line. He says, when we're healthy, when we're shleimim l'Hashem, then v'yod Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem, yeruach Hashem alem tamid l'hamid gufam u'bigdehem u'batehem b'marato. The Ramban seems to include Saras HaGuf with Saras HaBayis and Saras HaBeged. And then she says, V'kashe yikra b'achad mehem chet v'avon yitaveh kiyur b'bisaro o b'bigdo o b'beito. Once again, the Ramban seems to include them together. Strikes me that the Ramban actually thinks that Saras HaGuf does exist in Chutz La'aretz, even if lahalacha it's not real Saras. Or said another way, maybe it does, maybe even the halachos of Saras HaGuf apply in Chutz La'aretz. That seems more likely. Now you have an interesting thing. On the one hand, he said that Saras is not natural, right? It's the hand of God. So you reach an interesting idea. I can't tell you for sure that this is true, but I think it is. And that's the following. There could be a Gentile, you live in Minnesota, okay? And one day you wake up and you have Saras on your body. And I don't think leprosy is the right translation, but Saras on your body. And your neighbor wakes up, he's got the exact same thing, except he's not Jewish. I think the Ramban would say, he got something natural, and you got a message from God. As strange as that sounds, but I think the bigger point is the Ramban is saying, the stuff that goes on in the world, that for Gentiles is just stuff that goes on in the world, and for us is God reaching out to us and trying to tell us something. Because we think that it's a hashkacha that applies to us that doesn't apply to non-Jews. And maybe Saras HaGuf is a perfect example of that. That, you know, if your Muslim neighbor asks you, what is this? The answer is, it's not Saras. It's something that happens to you and you should go see, what's a skin doctor? A dermatologist. But if it's you, or it's your wife, or it's your kids, or it's your parents, it's a religious event. And you have to go see a Kohen, and you have to daven, and you have to figure that stuff out. Why is that? I don't know. Other than in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world, there is a greater hashkacha on us, and God communicates with us in ways that maybe sometimes make us uncomfortable. And what's true in Chutz La'aretz with respect to Saras HaGuf is much more true in Eretz Yisrael with respect to Saras HaBeged and Saras HaBayis. The idea that Saras exists as a warning sign to something worse, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu letting you know that it's time to straighten out before something terrible happens, is a pretty significant idea. And buried in here, the levels of Hashkacha in terms of non-Jews, Jews, Eretz Yisrael, is a pretty significant theme in the Ramban that we've seen before and hopefully we'll see again. Have a good day. Yeah.